Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, you heard him there, Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Oh, pardon? My Lord.
Pardon, sir?
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns.
Guess what?
He missed it. Yes, I did. I apologize for that. All right, confused. I confused the greatest football player ever with the greatest broadcaster ever. There you go. Jim Donovan, that's how you make up for it.
3, 2, 1.
Period on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome in, Jim Donovan. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Well, not so good after yesterday's 29-13 loss. And, oh, by the way, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish getting in over Ohio State. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Oh, he's
on.
Upset about that, Jim. Oh, sure. He's bitter.
I'm sure Jim hasn't been rubbing it into any of his friends down the street.
I hope he has.
But anyway, yesterday did not go the Browns' way. Three interceptions there in the first half. And, Jim, that thing got away from them very quickly.
Yeah, it really did. I kept thinking that it was going to right itself, and it did a little bit in the second half, but the game was so far out of reach by that time that it was just a bad mix. It really was. Baker throwing interceptions. The offense was on the field for, I think, a minute 26 something in the first quarter. I mean, they had five snaps in the first quarter offensively. And they couldn't get off the field defensively, and they couldn't get off the field on third down. They could get them to third down, but they couldn't get off the field on third down. There are a couple of quarterbacks that really, in their tenure in the NFL, have given the Browns a lot of trouble. And it's not like they play them a lot, but when they do play them, they really struggle with them. Deshaun Watson, I thought the Browns struggled, mightily with him last year and again yesterday. And though they haven't played Andrew Luck a lot, when they did play him, they struggle with him too. And it's the same kind of thing where these guys extend plays and you end up kind of running around with your head cut off all afternoon long, chasing them in the pocket to try and get them down, and they make plays. But I was very impressed with Watson yesterday.
Jim Donovan joining us on the show. So is that one of those days where Baker got his comeuppance, or is it just, hey, there's going to be days like this, and Houston got to him?
Well, I think it's a really good defense. I mean, I think their defense is really good. So, I mean, that goes without really having to be proven. I mean, they really do play good defense. And when you watch them, they kind of feast on that kind of stuff. I think they're a real running football team. So I think that they live on the defense really playing kind of the way they did yesterday. So that's number one. Number two is, yeah, it was just one of those days, I think, Ken, that You know, I think every quarterback has one, and hopefully you can. They don't have many, and that they leave it at the bare minimum. And I think he had a rough day. I will say he played better in the second half yesterday. I mean, he did not, he didn't wilt under what had happened in the first half. He came out chucking the ball around in the second half, and he had a much better second half, obviously, than he did in the first half. I would predict he'll play very well Sunday after a game like yesterday.
Well, good. They absolutely need a bounce-back performance. Now, Jim, do you think the last 2 weeks came so easy? Everything came so easy for him. The game was so slowed down. Guys were wide open. He was so accurate. The confidence was there, running up and down, celebrating. They had the victory Monday and all that. And then yesterday, they really got knocked in the mouth early and often. In every facet, even the special teams, they got fortunate on the penalty, but there was a huge return there to start out that game. So 29-13, they get blown out. Do you think that was a just reality check moment for this team and for Baker?
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, that team had won, eight in a row, and they are really good. I mean, let's not downplay the fact that they're playing very, very well right now. I mean, they're as hot as anybody in the NFL. I mean, they're right up there with the Rams and what's going on, with the Chiefs and things like that. So I think that to go in there, you were going to have to play really well right away. And they committed the mortal sins of getting blown out of a game right away, where they couldn't get off the field defensively, and then he started throwing the interceptions. So the accumulation, I mean, that's a much different defense that they saw yesterday. And I think they knew that going in. But I think it was a much better and different defense yesterday than what they saw in Cincinnati, the week before, which was a stripped-down version of what Marvin Lewis typically had at Cincinnati. And that's why I think things were so wide open last week, and they were so different yesterday. I mean, it just seemed as though, at least early in the game, that all of the pass routes were getting – they were jumping on him. Now, whether or not he was locking on to them locking on to receivers, or they just had a tremendous scouting report on what the Browns were doing, but they just kept jumping in front of throws, and that led to the problems then.
Jim, if you're listening to Sports Talk Radio and a caller calls up and calls him Baker Manziel on purpose, what is your first thought?
I think that's completely erroneous. I mean, I don't think there's any kind of association with that. I really don't. I think that he couldn't be more different than Johnny Manziel. There's just no comparison. I think it's an insult to Mayfield to do that, to compare him to that.
I think you're right about that. There are people. We immediately ran the guy. But there are people who, they question him. They question his tactics. They question this last week. I go back to this thing, and I know you referenced it too. Is this just something that I wonder what he does on the 23rd? Say they beat Cincinnati on the 23rd. Maybe he just stays cold, and if anybody asks him, he says, well, we've already discussed that, and we're moving on. Maybe that's something that he does a little bit differently. But honestly, I can't be that upset with him, Jim, and I don't know where you stand on it because it's not like he's not the guy they drafted. If Sam Darnold would have done this or would have said something like that, I think I would have been a little taken aback. But this is Baker Mayfield, and everything's a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that's what kind of gets him going. I really do. I think he likes that. I think he likes challenges. I think he I don't think he was coached into anything last week. I think he's his own coach as far as what he's doing, you know, in front of the media. I think that upon further review, does he look back on this and say, you know what, I think I should stay away from that stuff? Maybe, you know, I think he should. I really do. I mean, I know it gets him going, but I don't know if it really, you know, the whole week seemed to, you know, instead of really taking on the mission, at least verbally, at least taking on the vision of what the Texans were going to present and the toughness of the game, there was just too much revisiting of what was going on and what happened and the mysterious, you know, feelings about and towards Hugh Jackson. So, yeah, Ken, I think this is all new to the Browns as a team. You know, having won the two in a row and then dealing with that, and did they deal with it the right way? Will they deal with it better the next time they've won two in a row? And I think they will. I mean, I think these are all lessons on the road of becoming a team that's used to winning and expected to win and knows how to handle a win when they try and get another win the following week. And so, individually, I think that he should feel that way, and I think team-wise, they should feel that way.
Jim Donovan joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple of hot rumors coming out about possible suitors for the head coaching job. Mike McCarthy was just let go. You can't help but draw comparisons. Howie Long, I know you guys were up in the air and on your way back. Howie Long was talking about it yesterday on Fox. What are your thoughts about the possibilities of Mike McCarthy being the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I know that the powers to be right now, the decision makers with the Browns, I think know him a great deal and know him very, very well from their time in Green Bay and around Green Bay, and so they know what they're getting there. I think that if they're going to take a look at that, I think they should take a look at that. I think they should take a look at every candidate that they have any kind of interest with and in, and so I think that that would be interesting to take a look at his situation. I think it's happened quicker than I think a lot of us thought it would. I personally thought that would ride out until the end of the season. So now you got 4 weeks where, you know, it happens earlier than the end of the year, and you have an opportunity. I would imagine that if you wanted to knock off an interview with Mike McCarthy, I think that you could probably do that with, lickety split because he's available. They'll know better. They'll know more about the inner goings and what happened in Green Bay than anybody else. I mean, they'll have some inside knowledge of that because a couple of them were there, just a year ago with the Packers when this thing was going on. And I think this had festered a little bit for the last couple of years. So, I mean, he's a candidate, I think. I think they should take a look at it. He's won a lot of games there. And at a very high level, he coached the football team, and maybe it was just the situation in Green Bay where it was the same voice for too long. I think that happens a lot sometimes in the NFL with a particular guy that's been around a little bit longer than most coaches go, and then the players just turn him off.
Jim Donovan joining us on the hotline. Yesterday, of course, while you're doing the game, we're watching it on TV, and the sideline reporter, Melly Collins, says she talked to Greg Williams there at the half, and he defended. He's always got to defend. He's defending, you know, their play and his schemes there in the first half, while at the same time, Bruce Arians was doing the game and was critiquing some of the schemes. What did you think yesterday of that defense, and what is the identity of this Browns defense over time? They just seem to be so inconsistent.
I think that I really believe that they struggled. They just couldn't come up with an answer of what they wanted to do with Deshaun Watson. I think when they blitzed him, he beat them on the blitz. And then I think that when they just played straight coverage in passing situations, I think then what happened was that he extended plays on them, and it just seemed as though they were running left and right, you know, trying to chase him around, and then he would find a spot to throw to. And I don't think that's just unique to the Browns. I think that's been going on now, you know, for 9 weeks in a row with people that play the Texans and people that play against Deshaun Watson. Is that's his, he's so athletic back there. That's going to be a problem. And so I think that they were in a real conundrum there of what they wanted to do. And it wasn't working at all, especially in the first half, because they were out on the field the entire first half. Now, a lot of that was because Mayfield was throwing it to the Texans. But the other part of the problem was they couldn't get off the field at times. Then the other thing was, they still at times, I think, get hurt by the run. And they just seem to not. They stray away from real fundamentals of losing the edge on plays, just overrunning plays and leaving a spot, and the cutback lanes become a real problem against them. And that's happened a few times when they've really got tagged defensively, you know, against Kansas City, against the Chargers. And again, yesterday, I mean, there were just these huge alleys where they've overrun the play. And so I just think it was a little bit of, you know, going against their disciplines that really hurt them yesterday. But the inability to get off the field on third down, and those were third and some lengthy distances to get the first down that, you know, he just made plays on, and they the next thing they got another set of downs and they were out on the field and they couldn't get themselves off the field.
It seems silly to sit there and talk about Greg Williams and his future with the Browns or Freddie Kitchens just based on game to game, but that seems to be how much they're up against it if they want to try to retain their jobs. Jim, does a loss like that, or would another loss, does that doom this pairing as future coaches and the Brown staff?
No, I don't think so at all. I really don't. I think that I think overall, when they step away now and they take a look at what's gone on, I think that they're pretty pleased with what has happened. I mean, I think they've seen marked improvement over the time that these guys have come in. And Greg is the interim head coach and Freddie calling offensive plays. I think they've seen marked improvement over the way the team has played. That's led to a couple of good results. And, yesterday was tough. But that's, again, and I keep kind of harping on this, but, that's a good team they played yesterday. And you played them in their place. And there are a lot of teams that are going to struggle against them. Having said that, I think as this thing goes on, week to week, I think it's, I think that they're pretty impressed with the job that the two have done. So I don't think one clunker of a game is going to really, you know, change people's opinions on them. I think at the end of it, it will be a body of work that they'll take a look at. And I think the body of work right now has been progressive in that they've gotten better, I think, in the last few weeks since the two of them have taken on the responsibility that they have right now.
Jim Donovan joining us on the show. You know this team better than anybody listening, better than anybody talking to you, unless Joe's listening or something like that. You know it better than anybody. Have you felt this hopeful in the past, over the last 19 years, that this team might be going in the right direction, as maybe you will right now, or at least we've talked about with Baker Mayfield and some of the young players that they have?
No, I've never felt this hopeful. And even yesterday, I walk away from there saying, that we're going through every stage that you go through when you have a young quarterback playing. And I liked the fact that he came out in the second half and he was really, he was battling all the way. I mean, a lot of guys could have, just taken their helmet off and, you know, just said maybe the other guy should go in and play today because I just don't have it. And I don't think that there is an ounce of that in Baker Mayfield. I think he came out and he tried to change the direction of the game. And I think for, you know, moments in the second half, he did that. Now, you know, they had a couple of big plays that were wiped out, that were just huge plays that were wiped off the board because Callaway fumbled and Greg Robinson held. But it wasn't through any kind of lack of fire or that he became timid or intimidated by the Texans. I think he was in there slugging all the way until that fourth down play when Damian Ratley didn't get enough yardage on the last play to get the last first down. I really think that he wanted the next play. He wanted one more play. And I love that about him. And that's why I think he'll come out. I really am very, very confident. He'll come out and he'll play very, very well, I think, on Sunday against Carolina. I really expect him to do that. That will be a bounce back game for him. And that will be the next stage of his maturation to become a quarterback in the NFL. And a good quarterback in the NFL is that he had a rough game and he comes back and he puts a good game on the other side of that. And I think with those other young players, I mean, I think Chubb is just a terrific player. I really do. And I thought he had a good game yesterday when given the opportunity to play that way. And, you know, unfortunately, Ward went out injured in the game. But I think he's going to be a great player, too. So, no, I have never been this hopeful as I am right now. And I definitely do think that they are turning a corner.
Jim Donovan with us on the hotline. You've seen the matchups, and Notre Dame opens up in their semifinal against Clemson as a massive underdog. Can you defend this committee?
I have to tell you, I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. I understand the argument that people come up with on the day that they get announced in that, hey, they didn't even play yesterday, meaning last Saturday. But, I mean, everybody knows that they don't play that way. You know, they don't play in a conference championship game, but they won every game that they played. And, you know, and I think that they deserve to get in. I think they're going to play with Clemson, too. I think they're going to hang in there with Clemson. I think that's going to be a good game. I think that would have been the matchup from a Notre Dame standpoint. I think that would have been the most comfortable matchup for them, given the teams that everybody thought was going to be part of the four they were going to get in. But yeah, I think they're going to play well against Clemson. I think that will be a good semifinal game.
Jim, I swear to you, I'm not just saying this to you because you're here with us, and Lyman can attest to it. I was bickering with him earlier today because I said, you know, all these Ohio State nut jobs, and hey, I want Ohio State. I'm an Ohio State fan. I just don't have a problem with Notre Dame.
Right.
But I just don't understand how it's Notre Dame's fault that Ohio State lost to Purdue by 29 points. I want to know where was their problem. And I know you don't play in a conference championship, but we all know you have to be perfect to get into the playoffs, and you were perfect this year. So I think anybody upset, they're just sorry. Well, that's tough. Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to deal with it.
Ken, that's the only way Notre Dame's ever going to get in. Yeah. Is they have to be perfect. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I hope Notre Dame can give – I think that Clemson, they play in a weak conference, and I certainly hope the best for Notre Dame in that one. I'll be pulling for Notre Dame.
I hope Notre Dame loses by 50. Jim Donovan, thank you for coming on.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. There he is, as always, appearing on North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.